One for the money, two for the show, three to get ready, and I go, cat, go, but don't.
All right, well, obviously, step on my blue suede the Eagles shoe. And Phil certainly conversation pieces today. But so too is the Sixers arena situation. For more on all of it, let's talk to Howard Eskin as we move from Elvis to Howard, one king to the next, brought to us by Groundworks. Tackle your wet basement, drywall cracks, or the nasty smells coming from your crawl space by booking a free inspection at groundworks.com. The king, Howard Eskin. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Hey, buddy. So, Howard, I don't know if you heard Jason Kelce, very, very, very strong in his statements about the Sixers arena situation, not liking it go to Center City, and in particular, the organization strong-arming the city, you know, threatening to move, and if not, then give us what we want. I'm assuming you have a pretty similar sentiment. Let's start there, then we'll go Eagles and Phillies. Now that we know that the mayor is behind the efforts to advocate for it, what are your thoughts?
Well, my thoughts have been known for a while. I think it will harm the city. It will cost the city money, and it was the worst decision Mayor Parker could have ever made, and it's selfish. She's worried about the unions, so she's already gotten herself reelected for the next term, and she's less than 1 year into this term. It will not be financially good. It will put that part of the city in gridlock. It's a shame what they've done to Norristown, to Chinatown. That town hall meeting they had last week was the biggest farce and the biggest dog and pony show I have ever seen. And I watched it. I have Wow. ever seen. And it was a dog and pony show. She already had her mind made up. She knew. And I like unions. You know, for the union people, I don't want to disparage unions. But they're going to have work regardless, because it's going to be somewhere else. And the fact that they threatened to go to New Jersey was never going to happen. It was not going to New Jersey. And she uses that as an excuse. And the headline they put out, we're keeping the Sixers in Philadelphia. They weren't going anywhere.
Let me ask you, okay, so Howard,
well,
just
let me make one
okay,
more point.
Sure.
And Jason's right, and I've been right. Josh Harris could care less about the city. All he cares about is his money. And it makes the value of the franchise more. And he will not be, I predict, he will not be the owner of the Sixers by the time that arena opens, because now he will get his money and get out.
Well, I hope he does get out, because, you know, I can't stand him as a steward of one of the teams we love here in town. Howard, let me ask you this, because there's things I know about it, but there's a lot I don't know about this whole thing. So it's interesting you say you don't think the Sixers would have moved to Camden. My instincts have been, and I could be wrong, that it was a legitimate play, because if they weren't going to get it in Center City and they weren't happy in South Philly, that they would strongly consider and or do Camden. Why do you think they never would have?
Well, Camden paid for their practice facility. $82.5 million, Camden, New Jersey did, mm-hmm. because Chris Christie, with the urging of other people, there were other people involved that were big over in that area that pushed it. And I don't want to get too deep into that, because there's some things that went on that probably shouldn't have gone on. So they didn't pay a penny for their. Do you think after putting up $82.5 million and get no benefit out of it, what benefit did Camden get by the practice facility over there? People don't get to see the Walk of Fame. They don't get to see anything about that practice facility. So they're going to put an arena over in Camden. Nobody was going to come to Camden, and to put up $4 million was a joke. There's no way that they were going to put up $400 million because the dynamics of that whole thing have changed. It wasn't going to happen. And the reality is they're going to get money from the city. First of all, they said it was going to be $1.5 billion. Then now it's $1.3 billion. And the reality, and I talk to people that build arenas and stadiums all over the world, it will cost no less than $2 billion. They're not going to have the money, and they're going to say that, hey, you know, we started this project, and we need some money. And they put a favored nations clause. They urge the city, and that's probably part of the agreement, which if the city gives anybody else any money, and there's a project that's in the planning for South Philadelphia with the Phillies and Comcast, down in that area. If they give anybody else any money, then the Sixers have to get money, too.
Let's talk about the Eagles.
Yeah.
A.J. Brown, how long do we have to do without him, Howard?
Well, he's not going to play this week. And I would bet with a bye week after next week's game, that's in Tampa, that they might keep him out through that game. Because then you have the bye week, and then you have more time to heal. It's a hamstring.
So you're saying week six? Yeah, hamstrings are dicey, and especially for a skill position guy who needs to be explosive in and out of his breaks, it does mean you add another week or two to that prognosis.
And here's the reality of it. You can't, it's awful that they missed A.J. Brown. But you can't put it on one player unless it's your quarterback. And usually your quarterback is good for a couple of weeks, playing without your starting quarterback when you have to play with the backup. You can't blame this on missing A.J. Brown. This is more than not having A.J. Brown. And the quarterback, even without A.J. Brown, I think has got to throw for more than 183 yards. You've got to score more than 21 points to win football games in the NFL now, and especially against Atlanta. And their defense is good. There's so many things that came into play here. And, hey, it's terrible missing A.J. Brown. And he's not going to be here for New Orleans. And I think they're going to play a pretty good game against New Orleans.
I do, too.
I don't know how, but I think they're going to play a good game.
Well, we got to stop the run, though, Howard. How do we fix the fact that our defense got destroyed by the weak side zone against the Falcons?
I think they're better than that. I said last week, and I think I said it with you guys, I was worried about this game because it looked too easy, and you have two tough games on the other side. But I think they got a wake-up call. I don't know how they're going to stop the run. And Kamara is unbelievable. But if you stop the run, then you got to stop Derek Carr. I mean, come on. Derek Carr is not a bad quarterback, but he's not what he's been. And they beat a Cowboy team who sucks. I think they suck. And I really do think they suck.
So, Howard, let me ask you about Bryce Huff for a second. So there are some athletes that don't play well because they're just not good. There are some athletes that are good, but they don't try their hardest after getting paid. I just want to ask this fundamental question. Do you believe Bryce Huff is trying his hardest?
Yes, I do.
Good. I don't know if that's good or bad, actually. Well, I'd rather it be no, and then he can try harder and be better. So that's interesting. You think he's really putting in the work?
Yeah.
So is he actually no good?
Well, he's gotten older. Remember, his swing is so violent. It's so hard. And
not Bryce Harper.
Bryce Huff.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Let's reset.
Very different things.
Right, back to Bryce Huff. Do you think Bryce Huff after...
Wow, you really changed. You really changed.
No, you misheard it. It's like, all right, Howard. So
I thought you said Bryce Harper.
No, well, I'm sure Huff and Harper are similar, but no. All right. So do you think Bryce Huff is trying his hardest?
No. No, but maybe that's all he's got. I talked to somebody outside of the organization, and they never thought that Bryce Huff was a first down player. Never thought that he was. Now, somebody in the organization did, and Howie agreed with it, that they thought he was a first down player. You're there against, you're not just a pass rusher. So, he's just not good enough.
There's
he's
someone in addition enough. To Howie who thought that he would be a good every down player, a guy who could stop the run. It's not just Howie.
Well, I mean, presumably, if they're going to sign a guy for $51 million, more than one person wants him. Could be the D coordinator, could be position coaches, could
the
be
scouting
scouts,
department.
Could be any of them. I mean, could be any of those guys. Well, look, that's a major problem, Howard. Howard, let me ask you this.
It sure is.
We had a poll question yesterday.
But I don't want Hassan Reddick. They can't have him come back because he wants the money that nobody wants to pay him. So
it's not going to happen. So Howard,
does he go this entire season without playing football? Howard,
good question.
If he's that stupid, he's already blown up probably well over $6 million of his $14.5 million contract. He's already blown that up.
Well, what happens? I mean, he runs the risk of not getting an accrued season of. Getting $0.
He does run that risk.
for this year.
I think he's got to come back. He's got to come back. And the Jets won a game, and they might win another. So they could be 2-1 after what they're playing tonight. They could be 2-1 after tonight, and that's not a strong position for Hassan Reddick.
Am I remembering it right? Didn't Le'Veon Bell have a year where he sat out a big chunk in a contract dispute? Does
Correct.
This ring a bell?
Yeah, with the Steelers. With he actually stayed out. Yeah.
Was it a whole year?
Yeah, so the rule is they have to play at least six, or they have to be on the roster for at least six regular season games, so essentially can hold out till after game 10.
Thanksgiving or something. Yeah. Did Le'Veon Bell miss a whole year, or did he come?
Yeah, and then he went to the Jets, right?
Yeah, and he wasn't good anymore.
He missed the whole year. He did not. I'm almost positive he sat out.
Hassan Reddick, I understand, wants $25 million a year in a multi-year deal.
Sure.
He's not going to get that now.
No, he's not now. Howard, we had a poll question yesterday. In a nutshell, it was, are the Eagles average? Not look average. Are they actually average? 77% of people said yes. Do you think the people that said yes are right or wrong?
I think they're wrong. I think they're better than average. But I don't know if they're as good as we thought they were. But the NFC is so weak. Look, Detroit lost, San Francisco lost. There's so many opportunities there, and their division. I mean, who's better than them? And the Dallas Cowboys aren't. I told you, I think they really do suck. Micah Parsons was. Did he go on vacation last week?
He did.
I mean, it's a joke. So they have great opportunity. Here's the reality. Other than maybe a couple of teams in the AFC, who's really that good? Think about this. Who's really that good? San Francisco, after that Super Bowl loss.
We'll know in two more weeks.
Yeah, I think it's hard to know at this stage. I mean, we didn't know in 2017 the Eagles were the best team in football. We didn't know.
It seriously takes a month to figure out who is legit.
It is possible there aren't great teams, though. Like, last year, it felt like none of those teams were truly great. Like, Patrick Mahomes won, and he's great.
I agree with that.
But there might not be a great team in the NFL.
I
don't think Kansas City's going back to the Super Bowl. So, we look at them now as the best team. They've had some flaws in the first couple of weeks. They were probably lucky to win both games. Not just one game. They were probably lucky to win both games. So the reality is there's nobody that jumps out at you, and that puts the Eagles in the mix. They're still a good team, and they are better than average. But who's really a better than good team in the NFC?
Interesting. The NFC. Yeah. Howard, have a good weekend and a good call with Merrill and Michael in the game. We'll talk to you next week.
Right.
Thanks, Bob.
I'm sorry if I disparaged Bryce Harper. But I did.
No, you said he's trying his hardest, so you actually defended him, even though that wasn't the topic. Hey, good stuff, Howard. Thanks,
Howard.
All right, there you go. 215-592-9494.
By the way, Le'Veon Bell did sit out the entire 2018 season because of a contract dispute.
Wow.
Wild.
So maybe that'll happen here. We'll see.
He was never the same for what it's worth, too.
Which means the Steelers are probably right to not pay him.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, yeah, it's hard to blame him in that spot.
Yeah, interesting.
It's a shame that Hassan Reddick is going to go that way, though.
Especially at his age, too. What's he, 30, 31? Like, he doesn't have years to waste.
Well, you guys know
those years matter so much.
Well, of course they
know. You guys know that, like, there's a multiplier. That multiplier for an ex-player is the number of years that you played. He's not, if this
continues. For the pension, you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For the pension, for the severance, for the 401k, for the annuities. There are so much attached to the number of years that you were able to get. This is a tragic possibility.
John, does it bother you, and we're buddies with him, but does it bother you?
Yes.
That Sean Landetta, as a punter, has the longest pension.
He's got like 50 accrued seasons, yes.
Athlete Ruben Amaro. Should a punter years of service count the same as a fullback's years of service?
Well, obviously, physically, it's a little different. But
I'm more like a quarter. They should get a quarter. Richie should get four times the amount of years.
Should a guy in the bullpen or should a starter get? I mean, you get what you get.
I heard the number one time. I don't want to say it on the air because I could be wrong and might have misheard and misremembered. But I heard a number one time attached to Landetta's annual through the pension.
Insane,
Joe. It is a It is a large number. I mean, I think he punted for, it was either 25 or 26 years.
Good for him.
I mean, it's a large.
Yeah,
it's
good
a,
for him, man.
It's
sure.
a large number.
Let
and
the
here,
man live.
And here's John, puts in 7 years ramming his face into people. Now he's got to work at WIP to make a living. I mean, you know.
That's nice to remind him.
It ain't fair. All right, let's go to Gary in Vineland, New Jersey. Hi, Gary.
That minute must be played like any time we have a bad weekend or something. That was priceless.
Wait, chicken wings or Kelsey? There was two different.
Chicken wings.
Yeah.
Chicken wings.
I had multiple people text me to thank me that we played the audio.
Unbelievable.
James, we could do the diet audio also.
That's pretty good,
too. We could do that next.
Sure. No. I mean, I'm always down.
All right.
When Seltzer said, what do you mean?
Yeah.
It's a bird.
I think that was the best part.
That's radio.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, I think Topper did us wrong, man. We got, like, we're going to get into the playoffs on the hangover team, and Taiwan's going to win. So we're going to be like, yeah.
Can you imagine if Taiwan pitches them to the postseason?
Yes, I think it's going to happen. Like, it's the most, it is the most, like, of course that would happen.
But, Gary, the other team partied last night. Phillies can't lose tonight. Another team party.
They're not playing them. They're playing the Mets tonight.
Oh, I got confused. Yeah. Yep. A Thursday four game series. Yeah. Yep, my fault. Bad job by me. Well, Gary, one way or the other, the Phillies should make it. Well, I don't say should, but likely will. I mean, either a Braves loss or a Phillies win. So, you know.
Spike talked about it yesterday about why can't they build the stadium down by the waterfront? Like, doesn't that make the most sense? Easily get
what
in and
part
out
of the waterfront?
Beautiful?
Like, where the.
It depends where.
What's that?
Yeah. It depends where on the waterfront.
Oh, I thought you said Penn's where. I'm like, where's Penn's where?
It's right next to Penn's Landing.
You need to get those ears cleaned
out.
It depends where because you need access to, to highways.
Like the Navy Yard?
Yeah, the Penn's Landing, that was like one of the sites that they had talked about in the like initial stages.
Well,
of
that's where I live. I'm going to protest.
Well, it's not happening, so
Penn's
you don't have to worry.
Was, where's secretly where I wanted the Phillies ballpark was to be because
that'd
I thought
be
it would
nice
be really,
spot.
Really
beautiful.
Cool.
Be gorgeous.
That feels very have the infrastructure to be able to do it. I don't think they physically could. They just didn't have the space. They would have had to build it out.
It would have been a long park.
That feels very San Francisco PNC
doesn't
it?
Oh, yes. That's why I wanted it.
And Pittsburgh has that.
To me,
Pittsburgh's PNC.
It would have been fantastic.
San Francisco's Oracle now?
Oracle, yeah.
Billions of dollars that would have had to be spent on the infrastructure to get it done, and I just think it became too much, too unwieldy.
It
bummed me out because the bridge is there, and you work between the bridges. It would have been just
beautiful.
The scenes would have been spectacular.
One of the problems with Penn's Landing, because I do live really close to there, has always been that 95 cut it off.
Yeah,
and so access to that space is tough.
I mean, you try to go shopping at the shopping centers down there on a Saturday, and it's gridlock.
It is.
I mean, it's just not good. I lived in Queen Village for a decade.
And Rhea, that's without 45,000 trying to come to a baseball game.
That's my point. That's just people going shopping.
Yeah, I think it would have been beautiful, Ruben, but
I don't think it was doable necessarily, but it would, the whole concept of it was, I mean, that would have been spectacular.
All right, Gary, give me a great answer. Who or what got shortchanged?
I think, too, the other problem would have been a kayak would probably dissolve in that water.
That's not right.
That's not right.
Instead of McCovey's Cove, we would call it, give me a bad Phil seltzer. Who's a bad Philly?
Steve Jeltz. No offense, Steve.
Oh, no. Aww.
I know him a little bit. Pick someone else.
WIP. I grew up with Steve Jeltz. What do you want to say? He was
you
not, call not a good
Steve
player.
Steve Jeltz Cove? Covey,
it's an honor,
Cove?
Right? It's an honor.
Yeah.
That is an honor, I guess.
Yeah, but McCovey, it's 511 home
Steve
runs.
Jeltz.
Yeah, but he's saying his boat's going to dissolve in the water. That's what it did.
That's not right.
All right, Gary, I need an answer. Who or what other than Steve Jeltz got shortchanged?
How about we got shortchanged by Jimi Hendrix passing away at 27? I mean, the music that he could have put out with this technology now, playing into his 80s like everybody else.
It's humans get shortchanged because someone does. I mean,
well, you based this off
it.
Of somebody dying, Joe.
I did, but I also said let's not have like the deepest, darkest things. And I got Hendrix dying young. But all right, 215-592-9494. Seltzer, you've dug up the diet audio. We'll get to that.
Got
right?
the diet audio.
Because Ruben, you've probably never heard the ridiculous diet audio related to me.
No.
My food.